processes. Now, got any clarification to claim? Any doubts are there? Leela Mataji did come now. She got 100%, she also, this time. Sundar Murari, Leela and Anuradha Mataji, these three, they got 100%, huh? So as you are involved in this one day you are going to get 100%. So there is no doubt at all. Association. I think so. Yesterday class was very, very important. That's not yet uploaded, I think so. Is that one uploaded? Achha. Yesterday the point two, everybody is missing the 2 points what Prabhupada told them. One is, before buying gold, one should know the qualities of the gold. I explained very nicely yesterday. Because the whole world is full of
cheaters and cheaters.
That's why Prabhupada in the beginning itself he cautioned. Before buying gold, we should know the qualities of the gold. Isn't it? Second one is what the reason?
Sadhu Sastra Guru.
What is for that one? Gold quantity, the quality of the gold you should know what for?
Not to get cheated.
And you do not want to cheat us. The whole world is full of cheaters and cheaters. In order to not get cheated or not to cheat others, you should know the qualities of gold before buying. If you want to become pure devotee, you should know the qualities of pure devotee. That's the point. So who can make you pure? With them you should associate. Second one is for what purpose? We should adopt Sadhu Sastra Guru Vakya. What purpose? Why? What is the reason behind that one? Yesterday class you attended but you don't blindly we know that one Sadhu Sastra Guru Vakya Chitade Karyaika. But what for that one Prabhupada is warning? Cautioning. Not to have blind faith. He didn't attend yesterday class, but he's telling the correct answer. You understand? Don't blindly believe any person, whether he is sannyasi or guru or this person, that person, or otherwise on a road also, monk. Don't believe anyone. Not to have blind faith. We have to adopt the method Sadhu Sastra Guru Vakya. You understand the 2 points. One is the whole world is full of cheaters and cheated. Second one is blind faith. Blind faith we believe. What is that word? The person is called blindly they believe. Gullible. Have you heard that one? Gullible person. Particularly they say ladies. Ladies are gullible. Gullible means even if you take something they accept. They easily get cheated. Isn't it? So these two are very, very important. Now we have seen association. With whom we have Sadhu Sastra Guru Vakya, I already told. Isn't it? Then comes today class is about books. A, B, C, D are the elements of Krishna consciousness. A is for association with whom you should associate. Number B, second one is B. B stands for books. Today we are going to see the books, about the books. So why books are necessary? Earlier, in Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, there were no books. In all these three yugas, Satya Yuga, Trepara Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, they never had books. You remember? When the books, papers and all, they manufactured here in Western, now in Kali Yuga, 500 years back or something, I am not quite sure. Isn't it? Papers and all, they use now only in Kali Yuga, isn't it? So earlier it was not there. When even the Vedavyas was speaking to Madhvacharya in Badri, there were no papers, no books. Just Madhvacharya heard from Vedavyas. So our parampara is continuing. Why these books are necessary? Can anyone tell? Those times they never used any papers or books or anything. Now, even with having books, closed books or open books, we are not getting 100%. Isn't it? I'm giving all open testing now, isn't it? It's open. The questions, even the lessons, the subject matter I'm giving, but many are zeros, absentees, not getting 100%, isn't it? Then we can think how worse the opposition is. Bhagavad Gita is also like that. Bhagavad Gita is, which is, this one is Bhagavad Gita is the secret?
Open secret.
Open secret. Isn't it? But still, we never understood that. So the books are very, very important because we have no memory. Remembering power is lost. Yesterday, what I taught, today we don't remember. Within 24 hours. Isn't it? So, Krishna spoke only one sloka to Krishna spoke only one sloka to
Brahma.
That is the Vedas. Only one sloka. Then that is multiplied, multiplied four Vedas. Now only Srimad Bhagavatam contains 18,000 slokas. Brahma lent only one. Arjuna required 700 slokas to understand. Brahma, I think so, 4 slokas? I think so, Brahma 4 slokas. Then Arjuna 700. So this way, we have no remembering power. Remembering power is also given by how sloka?
Sarvashyashaham
Hruti Sannivishta
Matta
Smruti. Smruti is remembering power. Smruti Jnanam Apohanansha. We have nothing, we don't have even knowledge. We are unable to forget. Somebody is telling something, he abuses us, which we never forget till we die. Isn't it? How we are going to forgive anyone and everyone? But that forgetting property also given by Krishna. So we are completely depending upon Krishna. But our capacity is not there. So we need this books. As Vedavyas was reciting, Lord Ganesha was writing. That is in Badrikasa. Actually, we visited those places also. So, this one, the books are very, very necessary now. At present, Kali Yuga, we cannot remember anything. As the age is also going up, 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 we lost the remembering power. At the time of death, that's all, we don't have anything, we are not in good standard at that time. Then we lose everything at the time of giving of the body. If we did something during our lifetime, then Krishna himself will give that remembering power. So at least when we are living, we should do some devotional service. It is not that 24 hours plus extra hours working, working, breaking bricks, breaking bricks, breaking bricks. That's not going to help. Isn't it? So the books are very, very important. So everyone should accept that we don't have remembering power, perfect remembering power. Sometimes, if we want to know something, then we have to refer to that one. We also do so many times. Right? If you don't remember the verse, number or something, we ask, no, better to refer that one. So books are very, very important for every referring persons. Then books means we can have that knowledge for a long time, isn't it? If we are just retaining this in our mind, I also say that one as the residual knowledge, that also we will forget after some time. So if you have the notes, that's why I ask you people, better those who are sincere and serious, they better to take down the notes. Those who are not sincere, not serious, they don't, they just like that one. I'm so great, I don't need that work. So those who are sincere and serious, they take this notes. Anytime they can refer to, it will last longer. Vijay Prabhu did come?
Out of station.
Out of station. Okay? So you understand why we have to take notes? So we should show some seriousness and sincerity. Otherwise Krishna is not pleased. So books are in that way that helps us. If one book is there, many people can share that one, isn't it? We are getting back to God a book. Family one book, huh? Each one book we are not getting, isn't it? That one book we are sharing all the family members, isn't it? Suppose if one knowledge is there, one is retaining that knowledge in his mind, he may not express that one, he may not give to somebody else also. But book means we can give the book to anyone and they can also get the knowledge, isn't it? So the books are very, 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 very important. So the knowledge, why we need the knowledge? Why we need knowledge? Why we should have to read books? Why? Without reading the books, there are so many illiterate people. Is it? How they are leading their lives then? Illiterate. Their lives are going nicely, comfortably, illiterate. They can live nicely. Now our central government is teaching even for the 60-year-old people in your villages there in Chandaula. You know that one? The government, all the state governments also, they are providing the teaching to elderly people. So the thing is, education is very, very important. In Telugu we have one thing, one saying. విద్య లేనివాడు వింత పశువు. హూ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ ఈస్ ఎ వండర్ఫుల్ అనిమల్. దట్స్ ద సేయింగ్ ఇన్ తెలుగు. ఐ డోంట్ నో ఇన్ తమిళ్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ దేర్ ఎనీ సేయింగ్ లైక్ దట్ వర్డ్ నో ఎడ్యుకేషన్. బట్ ఐ నో ఇన్ తమిళ్ ఫలితాలు మట్టుం పోదుమా, ద పిక్చర్ అసలు కమ్మా ఫలితాలు మట్టుం పోదాదు. పడిపు ఎందుకు అతడు సంథింగ్ ఇస్తారు. Without education is just like a three-padded person, two-legged animal. That's why we are actually sending. Earlier and now we are sending to ashrams, to Guru's place. We don't just sending in the morning and then getting him back in the evening. It's not like that one. Previously, they completely, even the princes, they were going. Dasaratha, he did not want to send his children. So that's the case those days. But nowadays it is not there. We are taking our children in a car and dropping there, getting by car. So many facilities. So how can their education be? You understand? To do something, even the environment is also very, very important. If the environment is not suitable, conducive, then we cannot get the things properly. So now, we are not, no one in this material world is, no one in this material world is, better answer, perfect is okay, not because complete. Of not perfect, so what?
Fully knowledgeable.
No one complete. Is
complete.
Not,
complete.
Happy.
Happy.
Everyone wants to be happy. There is no doubt, isn't it? The dog also wants to be happy. That's why he always he barks. Isn't it? By barking, it's very, very happy. So everyone wants to be happy in this world, but no one is happy. That's the problem. They do not know that this world is dukkhalayam, the place of misery. No one knows that one. Am I correct? So that is why they want to learn something. They need some knowledge. Why we need knowledge? To become happy. We are not at present, we are not happy at all. So anyone who is happy can say that I do not want to do anything, I am very happy. No one, isn't it? At least they want to watch the TV when they become the bedridden. After becoming bedridden also they want to watch some TV programs because they are not happy. So that's the thing, the symptom of this unhappiness is due to this place. This place is place of misery, dukkhalayam, asasthitam. Anything we get for our pleasure, that may give pleasure for some time, afterwards it stops. Everything is not permanent, nothing is permanent. Even wife is not permanent. To begin with, in the early age, the married time, they are very, very nice. When the children grown up, they become, that's all. They don't take care of husbands also, only children. Nothing is permanent in this world, please understand. Nothing is permanent, everything is keep changing. So we need some knowledge. Everyone is trying to get knowledge. Mostly they read some books which gives pleasure to them, isn't it? Some periodicals like Kumudam in Tamil, in English say Illustrated Weekly, Reader's Digest, isn't it? Reader's Digest, still coming, no?
Yes.
So like that there are many books. There are, even in my childhood, I used to read so many periodicals. Those days we didn't have even television, That's why those days even I made even series from these books and all, mind is same. No? Many people, they depend upon the books. But even after reading the books, no one is happy. Please understand. I know only one book that is coming in many, many Indian languages. Which one is that book called? Many, many. In my childhood I used to... Chandamama. In Tamil, Ambilimama, I think so. Ambilimama, correct, no? That building was here in that Vadapalani. Chandamama building. Now that's not gone, huh? They produce from Chennai only, they produce all the languages books and all. Kannada, Malayalam, Telugu, Tamil, Hindi, English also, Chandamama. In Tamil only it is Ambilimama. The knowledge. Now we can see the books. How many types of books we can have? Two types, mainly two types. One is material books, another is spiritual books. Material books that can give pleasure to the body. Any book. Traigunya visaya vedya nistraigunya bhavarchana. Krishna is telling, traigunya visaya vedha nistraigunya bhavarchana. What does it mean? The Vedas, that is mostly deal with
three
modes, means material things only, Vedas. So in our ISKCON we are not teaching Vedas, huh? Anyone knows that from that point? And other people and all, you see, they will have Vedas, huh? Chaturvedi, Dvivedi, Trivedi, Ekvedi. But we are least bothered for Vedas, huh? You got the point? We give importance to? Importance to? Bhagavad Gita, that is the only, the who don't, this one comes, that one in a separate one, that is included in Mahabharata. Vedanta, which is Vedanta? There are, don't get confused with Vedanta word. Vedanta book was compiled by Vedavyasa. To his knowledge, he wanted to give the knowledge to the people of Kali Yuga so that they can make their lives happy. And he put the title as Vedanta. He compiled the book. And afterwards he was not happy. He himself was not happy. After compiling the book, he was not happy. So how can that book can give happiness to the readers in Kali Yuga? That's the question. So he was very much morose, unhappy, dissatisfied. Then his guru Narada comes and tells some, he gives some hints. Then he compiled the original Vedanta, that is called another name, Amala Purana. Amala means no mala. Mala means contamination. There is no contamination. Please understand. Even in Mahabharatam, you can show some, you can pinpoint some mistakes. Some characters, they did not behave properly in Bharatam. But in Bhagavatam, we cannot pinpoint like that one. That character is no good. We cannot say. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is called Amala Purana. Please understand this point. So we give importance for Srimad Bhagavatam. That is meant for devotees. And Mahabharatam is for all people, lay people also, right? Ignorant people. Sudras. And particularly ladies also. Ladies means why we tell the ladies' name? because they are
less
intelligent. Another name in Sanskrit, they are given some name. What is that one? Stri. Stri means spreading. Oh God, Stri means that's all. They spread. One more. Abala. Very correct. Bala, Abala. Na plus Bala, Abala. They are weak. Please understand. The ladies are weak. Their bodily construction is weak. That's why the Vedas tell that they have to be given protection all the time. Like banana leaf. Sorry. They are like banana leaf. Anyhow, the banana leaf is going to get spoiled. You understand? So, ladies means like that one. That's why this Mahabharatam is also meant for ladies, low level people, less intelligent, this, that, and all. But anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness, understands Krishna, starts rendering service to Krishna, then they are not ordinary women. Please understand. In our society, Islam, the ladies are not like ordinary ladies in this world. So even they, as though they are abala, they are rendering their eternal duty, serving Krishna. That's the topmost stuff, please understand. Anyone you may be, by chance even the gentleman, he doesn't worship Krishna, he is no better than two-legged animal. Such a abala, if she renders devotional service to Krishna, she is better. You understand? Krishna is telling, I am equal to all. I am equal to all. I don't choose you. Choosing means to give, to converse with, to exchange. I don't choose. I am equal to her. But anyone who chooses me, I will deal with them. Please understand, it is whether it is a lady or a gentleman, no what? For in the view of Krishna, no difference. Anyone who chooses Krishna, Krishna helps them. So this is rendering service to Krishna is the topmost. Please understand. We don't distinguish between the male and the, but we are not come to that level. That's why we keep some distance. That much. But every woman in Islam society, she is not an ordinary woman. We should give due respects to them. Okay? In Bharatam we can find that Draupadi or disrobed that we can pinpoint. In Srimad Bhagavatam we cannot pinpoint like that. That time even Bhishma, Dronacharya, Krupacharya, Karna, they were all witnessing. They could not help. So these are all the mistakes in this one, Bharatam. Krishna wanted that one to give knowledge to we people in Kali Yuga. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, please understand, anyone who thoroughly understood dash, they can go to Bhagavatam. What is the dash? Those who thoroughly understood dash, if you getting through the exam, final examination of 9th standard, then you can go to 10th standard. Like that, if you thoroughly understood that, you can get into Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Please understand, what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita?
Sarva Dharman Paritya.
Sarva Dharman Paritya. I want to go Monday, Subramanian temple, Tuesday, this temple, Thursday, that temple. Means you have not understood Bhagavad Gita. They cannot understand even Bhagavata. Please understand, huh? That's why this is very, very important. Anyone who does not accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a person, even if he gives lectures, nectarian lectures on Srimad Bhagavatam, better not to listen to such person. Please understand, many are very much inclined to hear such things. Anyone who does not accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he gives very, very natural, inspiring Bhagavatam classes. Please don't listen to him. You understand? Many people are like that. So they cannot understand Krishna. So this is very, very important point, that after Bhagavad Gita, understanding Bhagavata, Krishna is the only Supreme Person. Rest and all his servants, Krishna's planetary expansions, they can only understand Srimad Bhagavatam, otherwise not. So these material books we were talking about, these material books are giving pleasure to our body. Many people like that one. They want some pleasure to the body. But they never be happy permanently. Why they are choosing material books?
The senses are not perfect.
No. Why they choose? If senses are not perfect, if they have that knowledge, why are you choosing material books? You understand? You know that senses are not perfect, but that people, they do not know.
Immediate happiness.
Instant pleasure, that's okay. If something is better than material books, what is the cause making them not to go to that world? The very, very important point. Ignorance of? Ignorance of? Absolute truth. Ignorance of absolute truth, soul. They are only aware of this body. They are ignorant of soul. Please understand that. They do not know that soul is there. They don't bother for the soul also. So this body, the material things that give instant pleasure, so they are very, very happy. Isn't it? They are ignorant. They never understand the presence of soul. Because no one can see soul. Many people, they say, if you can show me something, I believe it. Otherwise not. They are thinking they are so brilliant, they are so intelligent. If you can be able to show me, then I will believe. Otherwise I don't believe. I am not a fool like you to believe. Isn't it? So in that frame, this is only pertaining to the body, and then this keeps changing also. Isn't it? Our planning, our government's planning, what are the plannings they have? 5-year plan and 1-year planning also. Isn't it? But anything is successful? Any financial minister comes, is not successful. It's impossible. Material things, they keep changing. Even the laws, in this one, court and all, you can see the amendments. Isn't it? That is also not permanent. They have some courts also. I don't remember the court number and the explanation. That also they are changing. A parliament courts also they are changing. In school books, they are also keep changing. Isn't it? They feel earlier was something wrong. Now we made it. So material books, because they are under the influence of three modes. Please understand now. Three modes means what it does? The three modes, what it do?
Hiding the truth.
Hiding the truth. It is keeping us away from God. But some people have faith even in material books. Isn't it? That is also true. What is that true is called? Knowledge about Krishna is absolute truth. So this pleasure derived from the body through the senses is called relative truth. Please understand that we have so many relatives. They are not the original. The relatives are gone. Even the husband gives up his body, the relationship between the gone husband and the wife gone. There is no relationship. Relationship and all, so relative means it's not permanent. So any relationship between even the husband and wife is not permanent. So relative truth, that truth only we are accepting. Many of us we are accepting the relative truth. They don't go for absolute truth. Is it? But that's nice. Relative truth is nice. This is nice till we survive. When we give up our body, everything becomes zero. Everything becomes zero. So we have to stop reading material books. Is there anyone reading any material books here? At least you understand yourself, you need not raise your hand. But better to stop it, wasting reading that book. Since at that time, you can read our spiritual books. Of course, those books can make the persons to come to the level of
goodness. Goodness.
Goodness. Even these Muslims, the Christianity, the Jain community, all these things, they are good. They also help their group to come to the level of goodness. But they cannot transcend the truth. Traigunya Vishya Veda. The Vedas are now dealing three modes. So all these people, they are helping you to have sense gratification. Only in ISKCON we don't have sense gratification. Why? But those who are not strict, they may derive, they may try to go for sense gratification. Why? How it is possible for the people in Islam to get away from sense gratification? How it is?
Devotional service.
Higher taste, everyone knows the higher taste.
Devotional
service. Everyone knows.
Centered around soul.
Even the better answer, something devotional service or something that.
Keep Krishna in.
He is also 90% correct. Even better answer. No. Even better way. You are all above 90, but not 100.
Skand is teaching about soul. Skand is teaching about soul.
Why? You should do something. We are doing something, that's why we are abstaining from sanskrit.
Sadhana.
Sadhana, I don't want to understand.
Purification.
No. This is called something. I am doing you something now. What I am doing you all? No. I am asking you people.
Preaching.
No. I am doing something else. Something C is 95%. I am doing you all something.
Engaging.
Correct. 100%. The engagement is very, very important. What the Hare Krishna mantra tells. Oh my Krishna, please engage me. You can talk about devotional service, this, that and all. Unless or otherwise we don't engage our senses in service of Krishna. You understand the point? The engagement, all the leaders, their duty is make the followers to engage. You got the point? That's why I conduct tests and all. I give notes, so much notes, sir. You understand? Engaging. How best I can engage. As a leader, you should know how best I can engage my followers. If he does not have the qualities of the leadership, he cannot engage. But the person means who is taking responsibility. He has to engage his followers nicely. Otherwise, we have chaotic condition. Pardon? He is correct. Because he never experienced that he is my temple president. As a temple president, how he has to engage him, he never did. But his leader is engaging him properly. He is very much satisfied with his engagement. You got my point? Please, this engagement is very, very important. Everyone should get engaged. That is the actions. That is the devotion. That is the way to please. If the president has no qualifications, then all this happens like this. Don't you know that I am your president? Is it necessary for a president to say like that? You understand? So without qualification, don't jump onto the post. And then they get little knowledge and they compile their books. This is all material work, huh? That's no good. Anything, the knowledge, I got some knowledge, I want to compile books. It is completely filled with?
Defects.
How many?
Four defects
are there. Mainly, all the defects you can categorize them four ways, isn't it? That's why we ask you not even watch the TV programs. The TV program, what is the producer, he has all the four defects. So what is the use of following that program? We are also already, we have the four defects. And we are watching the person producing, producer, he also having the four defects. Then what we are going to gain? You understand? First we should come out from four defects. Is it? So we should come out from the three modes. We should get into service of Krishna. Then only we are free from defects. Isn't it? So in material way, anyone can write books. Now they say, no, yeah, anybody, if you take the same Chandamama, many there are, each one is written by someone. Like that. But spiritual books, we have to be very, very careful. You all getting that one book, what is that spiritual book called? From Bhuvaneshwar. Gopaljiyo Karnamrutha. In that one, do you see any devotees writing in that book? Only Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Gaur Govind Maharaj. No ordinary devotee or compelling anything in that book, sir. You go through that, they call it something starting from B.
Krishna Karnamrutam.
Yes, Krishna Karnamrutam. That book is called something. You cannot find someone is writing. Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Gaur Govind Maharaj, like that only. Because rest of all, I don't think so. Many are out of the three modes influence. So be careful. It's the difference between spiritual. Spiritual means it is coming from the absolute truth. In parampara, there is no deviation, no interpretation. So there is no difference between what Krishna told and who are in this parampara, what they say. Isn't it? Please, you also don't write anything spiritual. Many things you can see in WhatsApp. Nothing is related to Krishna. Daily each group is sending 100 messages. I am unable to read all of them also. I just delete it. Otherwise my cell is getting full. I cannot download any new app if I want to. Isn't it? So don't write anything. That's no good. Only our false ego is increasing. I am sending this, I am sending this one. Sometimes even in my group I write, who has written this one, who has sent this one, unnecessary things and all. That's not going to help us. Isn't it? So we have to be very, very careful. So what are the things materially we possess that becomes zero when we leave the body? Please understand that. Nothing is there. To get these material appliances, are we doing, justifying the activities? No. Anyone who is justifying his actions, they cannot accumulate material appliances. Please understand. They cannot accumulate. So please, if at least in ISKCON we should know that our eyes are open. Om Ajnana Timirandasya. How our eyes are open? our eyes are open not to try to accumulate material appliances. Isn't it? That's why Krishna is telling very nicely. What he is telling? Do your duty. Don't.
Don't expect the results.
Don't be after the results. But even don't avoid doing your duty. So this point is very, but we people, everyone, we are doing only for our material appliance. And this income is not enough. Better me to do some extra, what is the called, overtime, part-time job. Why in the life there is retirement? At least after retiring, you should get into spiritual activities. But that time also they see, can they get any part-time job? Their eyes are not open. They are blind, like Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, by birth he was blind. But we are blind even with open eyes. Because Bhagavad Gita is open secret. It is not blind, it is seeing. Bhagavad Gita has no secret. It has open secret. It is not blind, it is seeing. Anyone can see that. What for we are going for the material appliances? For our?
Sense gratification.
Yoga Kshemam. No one can take care of their Yoga Kshemam. Who can take Yoga Kshemam? Only Krishna. Yoga Kshemam Bahamyaha. To the extent you try to have your Yoga Kshemam, it's impossible. So the people in ISKCON, at least they should not do all these things. Now their eyes are open. We have to do our prescribed duty. Don't go after these results. Don't avoid doing that one. Isn't it? Then our life, you can see how wonderfully Krishna is taking care. That situation, we can really see the hidden hand of Krishna, cause of all the causes. So, the spiritual books, there is no difference between one book to another book. The conclusions of all the scriptures, is only one. That one is.
Always remember Krishna.
Remember Krishna. Do not forget Krishna. Before I did my Bhakti Shastri, I had I listened to many lectures. I thought it's really very, very wonderful. After doing my Bhakti Shastri, I thought that, how much is there in Bhakti Shastri course? So let me finish off all the books of Prabhupada. Then only I want to touch another book. As I am reading only Prabhupada books, I realize that what all I had from others, everything is there in Prabhupada books. Everything is there. That's why I also accepted the words of Prabhupada. Prabhupada told, what all you need, that is all given in my books. You need not read any other book. Since then I am not reading, even this WhatsApp also I am telling you, I am not reading, I am deleting many. Sorting anything is good, I read, otherwise not. We are wasting our time. we are misusing. Even the politics also, please, now something happened, you send to whom and all you take care of you, please circulate this one, share this one. If you are Krishna conscious, Krishna cannot take care of you. A Krishna conscious person can tell others, please see that one, it is going on in this world, so be careful and circulate this one, to whom you love, you take care. Is necessary? It means that we completely forgot Krishna. We never saw the hidden hand of Krishna. If you don't send this one to 20 people, you are going to face some problems, huh? That such things also coming, huh? Isn't it? I sent this one, that's why my desire was fulfilled. Huh? So he is completely independent of Krishna. He wants everybody to become independent of Krishna. Better have only one group where you are getting the siksha, education, and living with that one. Don't go this group, that group, this group, that group. Oh God, God. The spiritual books all are giving the same, but according to the levels. Doctor cannot give the same medicine for all the patients. Now, please understand this, there is some tricky statement I'm going to make. Doctors never gives the best medicine for all the patients. What it see? What it test actually?
Intensity.
Intensity of the disease. Isn't it? According to that one, he gives the best one. Isn't it? That's very correct. So even in spiritual thing, spiritual life, we also give solutions according to the intensity. That's called the time, place of consciousness. Because he is there, he is situated in that position. He is in minus 10. One may be in plus 2. We cannot give them both the same instruction. Yeah, the medicine is nothing but the instructions. But all the instructions are coming from Krishna's instructions. We cannot get from anywhere else. So all the things is compiled in only one thing, that is called Vedanta, the real Vedanta, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. By any problem existing in this material world, the solution we can find from
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 18,000 slokas. So one who is thorough in Bhagavatam, he can give according to the position of the devotees. But he is giving only from Srimad Bhagavatam, please understand. Srimad Bhagavatam means one who has already gone through Bhagavad Gita and he is concluded that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he never goes to anywhere else than Krishna. Such person can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, please understand, Bhagavatam means very high. And even for our ISKCON pupil, those who are highly elevated, they go for Chaitanya Charitamrita, please, that is called a PhD. You have to research yourself. It is not mugging up and vomiting out. You understand the point? Srimad Bhagavatam is the answer for all the problems existing in this world, in this universe. One who is thorough he can see the hidden hand of Krishna in any situation and any person or anything. For such person there is no problem at all. You got the point? Krishna conscious persons have no problem. If he has problem, he is not fully Krishna conscious. You understand? Krishna is the source of all. What is the sloka? Krishna is the source of all.
Aham sarvasya prabhu.
Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Please understand why you have tried to buy out these slokas, what all we are giving in this class, important sloka. You have, everyone should become preacher. Preacher means? Preacher means? One who stops the person going on wrong path, bring him back to the right path with reference to scriptures. Preacher's ornament is behavior. He should behave very, very nicely. He should not say that, don't you know that I am your president? It means you never behaved as a president, he never realized you as his president. This is the example of, please don't mistake, don't pinpoint any president of any temple, please. It's only for understanding purpose. So please understand this. We are not after the post, but we are after the... We should not be after the post, but should be on... Better answer. On acquiring qualities. You need not be president, but you behave like a president. Everyone is going to give you respect. You got the point? Behavior is the ornament of your worship. And you are putting the board president and you have no qualities. What is the use? You got the point? That's why Krishna is telling karma chame devya. But Krishna's birth is also very, very auspicious. Janma karma chame. But our janma is not auspicious. How it is different? Our birth and Krishna's birth. Can you tell anyone?
Our birth is based on our karma.
Our?
Birth is based on our karma, previous karma.
Okay, then Krishna's?
It's on his own.
On his own will is coming. So his birth is glorious. But we are by force, we have come to this world, to that particular father and mother. That's why our birth is not exemplary. But Krishna is telling, as though you were born in any family, no problem. You understand me, surrender to me. You can also go to the topmost level. So in Krishna consciousness there is no problem at all. Anyone who understands this way, try to understand, try to do activities. It's not that sitting in AC room and chanting Hare Krishna is not going to do it. We have to put them in practice. Engage everyone. You first engage yourself by your leader. Then you can become leader. Then you can engage them very nicely. Isn't it? So in the books, we have to understand. Many people have the doubt that if I render devotional service, who is going to maintain my family? This is very, even they are asking even to their gurus, my guru, Guru Maharaj, I am unable to balance my spiritual life and material life. This was very, they never understood. How many times the guru tells, then also it is not possible for the disciple to understand. If you are in Krishna consciousness, is there any difference between your life as material life and spiritual life? No. Isn't it? So please understand first, we are engaged by our Guru Maharaj, our leader, in such a way that we are completely engaged for the pleasure of, not for our pleasure. The initial velocity U is, I am acting for my pleasure. But the final velocity V is equal to, I am acting the very same thing, not for my pleasure, but for the pleasure of What is the difficulty? This very, very simple thing. We are all eating, we are all sleeping, we are all working. We were eating, sleeping, working for our pleasure earlier, but do the same thing, not for your pleasure, but for the pleasure of Krishna. What is the difficulty? You understand? And then, in spirituality, we have to behave. Behavior is the ornament, I already told that. We have to behave with our seniors, equal level pupil, low level pupil. In front of seniors, we cannot actually speak. We were like that from the 80s, 90s and all. Nowadays, even without taking initiation, such a person sitting on Vyasasana and giving lecture in front of senior most devotees also. You know, when before Krishna wanted to leave this material world, he asked someone to meet him somewhere else. Can anyone tell Krishna? Anyone, please?
Goa.
Uddhava.
Uddhava, very correct. Uddhava, he wanted, because Uddhava is his cousin brother. He never asked in his life anything Krishna. He was just a very nice, obedient brother like. So at last, Krishna felt, I never did anything for Uddhava. So before leaving this planet, I want to give him something. So he asked him to come. What he spoke, what is that called?
Uddhava Gita.
Uddhava Gita. Uddhava Gita is so many times better than the Arjuna, the Gita spoke to Arjuna. Please understand, that is Uddhava Gita. As Krishna was speaking to Uddhava, one more person is also hearing to that. Who is that person? Maitreya, very, very correct. After Krishna finishing Uddhava Gita, he left. Then there are only two persons. Who are they?
Uddhava
and Maitreya. Then one more person is coming. Who is that person?
Vidura. Vidura.
Vidura. So Vidura was very much eager. Eager to? He was very much eager to know what Krishna told to Uddhava. So he is coming with Uddhava. This Vidura coming to Uddhava. My dear Uddhava, please, please tell me what Krishna told you. Then what Uddhava said? I'm sorry. I have it. But next to me is my senior. He is Maitreya. Maitreya can better in telling you what Krishna told them, I cannot open my mouth in front of my Guru. This thing, Srimad Bhagavatam, we all can have, please understand, no? But now in our centers it's happening, anyone is giving lectures or sitting on classes. He's telling, my dear Vidura, I cannot open my mouth in front of Maitreya. Please understand, behavior is also countable. That the ornament we already told, no? Don't get puffed up with your power, authority. You have to behave accordingly. Everything is, our devotees' accounts are maintained by Krishna. For non-devotees, the accounts are maintained by Chitragupta. Please understand how best you are behaving. That much you are empowered by Krishna. So Father from only in the last. In the last, Prabhupada. We have to talk about Prabhupada now. Prabhupada is, who is Prabhupada? Who is Prabhupada? Who is Prabhupada? I want a specific answer. Who is Prabhupada? Founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Founder Acharya means he is bringing some changes for the welfare of the present existing devotees who could not cope up with previous laws. According to the time, place, circumstances, the acharyas, they change for the benefit of the present existing devotees. So Prabhupada is founder acharya. That's very, very important for all of us. Founder acharya means what all he taught us, that should not be changed. Everything as it is, we should accept. Please take note of this one. Hereafter we are going to be very, very strict following the rules and regulations. Prabhupada is the founder acharya. Anything he set up, that we should follow. We should not change that one. By chance, if we are unable to, then our seniors, our leaders, our other people, those who are stubborn in Krishna consciousness, they can help us. You understand the point? So at last, Prabhupada was telling, by everything there is some essence. The essence of the scriptures are? Essence of the scriptures? Always remember Krishna. Do not forget Krishna. Like that one, for our movement, he has given some essence. You understand? He told that even one of my followers become pure devotee, my mission is successful. It doesn't mean that out of thousands of disciples, if one become, each one should think that I should be that one person, isn't it? To have that feeling, Prabhupada gave us very nicely something. He told us, books are basis. Books means what? Available in bookshop here? Srila Prabhupada books, what all he compiled? That's why he told that anything that you need, that is given in my books. There is no necessity for you to go to someone's books. My books are law books for?
It's 10,000 years.
10,000 years. According to him, we need not change any one of his books. Is understand? If you change the books, then we are not giving appropriate respects. Respect Srila Prabhupada. Please understand. Anyone compels something, even if it is grammatically mistake, we cannot correct them. Please understand. Once someone brought some newspaper message to Prabhupada, but that is the pupil are against it, this one. They come up with some message in the newspaper. They brought that one to Prabhupada. In that matter, what are they? They mention Krishna is like that one, Krishna is like this one, Krishna is that one, Krishna is this one. Everything after Krishna, everything is negative points of it. But Prabhupada, what he said?
How many?
He said something.
How many Krishna?
How many times they mentioned Krishna, Krishna, Krishna? We do not want to see what the next thing after Krishna, what they mentioned. But you can see the Krishna. There is no difference between the Krishna name, Krishna word, a Krishna person. Even such newspapers, Prabhupada appreciated. And is it possible for us to correct Prabhupada books? Is it nice? Individually, please think of. Prabhupada told two things. One is, the world is full of cheaters and cheaters. So better know the qualities of gold before buying gold. Second one, don't blindly believe anyone. Adopt the method of sadhu, sastra, guru, vakya, chitate, kariya, aikya. So if somebody is some great soul, write something, we should not find faults with them. Normally we say that we don't want to find faults with anyone, better to help him. Isn't it? So, Prabhupada books are the basis. How many people are utilizing that one, Prabhupada books? The principle is how best you are utilizing Prabhupada books, that is the principle. What is the use of Prabhupada compared to so many books and you are not reading that one, you are not accepting that one in your life? You got the point? The principle is utilizing the books compiled by Prabhupada. That is the principle. Everyone should utilize the books. By utilizing Prabhupada books, what's happening? What's happening? Purification. Those who are not following the instruction given in the Prabhupada books, they cannot be purified. Please understand. That's why I insist you people take down Krishna conscious principles. Try to justify all your actions with that principles. Isn't it? If you are purified, there is something happening. What is that happening? You are getting something.
Force.
You are now, you were in U, velocity. You have to go to?
V.
Final velocity. Anything cannot move from initial stage to final stage unless we don't have the force. Force is equal to, what is the formula for the force?
Mass of acceleration.
MA. Only mass is not enough to move from place 1 to place 2. It needs some acceleration, force. Isn't it? The force comes when you become?
Pure.
Pure. How you will become pure?
reading the life.
Reading the books and implementing the instructions in your life. Utilizing the books of Prabhupada. If you are principled person, you are utilizing the instruction given in Prabhupada's books. You will get that force. Why we need force?
Preach.
To
preach.
Preaching is what? What is preaching? What is preaching?
Convince.
I already told you.
Bring the wrong person.
You want to stop it, ma? Those who are going on the wrong path. If you don't have force, how you are going to stop it? Can anyone stop a person going if you have no force? You are still, stand still, you have no force. How you are going to stop him? And not only stop him, bring him back to the correct path. You don't want the force? How you get the force? Sometimes we say, Prabhuji, if I each day I am telling them to come and join our class, they are not coming. What is there then? There is no force for them. They are not pure enough. They are not having the principles of accepting the instructions given in Prabhupada books. Now you got the point? Don't find faults with your neighbor, those who are not attending our class. Find fault within you. You have no force. The force coming from Krishna. Krishna gives that force. To the extent you surrender to Krishna, that extent he rewards. That's the force. To render better service to others and Krishna. Now you got the point? The force is preaching you. That is the essence. The essence is preaching. Preaching means driving out what all the anarthas in the audience, that and all we are driving out, we are pushing them out. It is open heart surgery. You got the point? This is the essence. We should not neglect Prabhupada books. Daily read Prabhupada books. Instead of reading WhatsApp. You got the point? The books means very, very essential. That is the foundation. If you want to construct a building, you have to know the knowledge. The knowledge comes from the books. That's why it is called the basis. Without base, you cannot construct any skyscraper. So, the preacher should open the hearts of the audience, drive out all the anarthas. He is called, one who cuts out the anarthas is called, sadhu. That's also called sadhu. Okay? So the books as it is. The next path is charting up. Again I am going to be heavy. Please understand up. Now we have to follow Prabhupada's instructions. Please sir. So next class also chanting, it will be very, very heavy. Better. What is the better leading the life? Better?
Correcting.
Correct the mistakes. Now we are going to correct the mistakes and all. Correct the mistakes and leading the lives are better than covering up the mistakes and leading the lives. Please understand this point. Don't cover up. Don't be shameful. If you are feeling shame, then you cannot purify it. We are all in wrong way only. We are all sinful only. So don't bother for your mistakes or offenses. Everyone is offensive only here. So better correct your mistakes. Live the life rather than covering up. Covering up means we are giving strength to our ego, false ego. You understand? We have to curb false ego. I am nothing, Krishna, you can do anything as you like. I am a puppet in your hand. That's what Prabhupada told, isn't it? You can make me to dance or you can make me to or do anything, I am ready. I am a puppet in your hand. Okay? Is it okay? These are the books, regarding the books. These are not my realizations, so please understand now. All the realizations coming from reading the books of Prabhupada. So next class we are going to have chanting. C for chanting. Fourth one is D. D for diet. D for diet. Diet, food. Okay? If anyone has any doubt or any clarification required, please come forward. Don't feel shy. Yes.
You are saying we should not read other books.
I am not telling Prabhupada.
Can we read the newspaper, daily newspaper?
Once you understand, you can see the hidden hand of Krishna. You understand? Then you can read any book, nonsensical book also. You are going to become? You are going to become? Paramahamsa. If you give the Hamsa water with milk, it will take only the milk and leaving water. Like that one, if you can able to see the Krishna in each and everything, as though you are reading nonsensical book like newspaper, you will see only the Krishna's hidden hand in that one. That is not going to influence you. You understand? You are going to see the hidden hand of Krishna. So you are not in problem. You are seeing Krishna. Those who cannot see Krishna, they have the problem. Now you got the point? The pure devotees are like
Paramahamsa.
Paramahamsa. You are satisfied? Anything else? Anyone else? If the ordinary audience not bringing any person, at least the leaders, they should raise some persons, for their own followers. Okay? Okay, thank you very much, Hare Krishna.